This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. If you were to wander around the Walla Walla sweet onion fields over the past year or two, there's an offshoot of the sweets that's getting a lot of attention. Playing off terms heard in the Walla Walla wine industry, grower Mike Licati is, for the first time, marketing his rosé sweet onion.
Yeah, be on the watch for our rosé sweet. We had a good run this year, a good trial run. I think people were pretty responsive to them. They definitely held their sweetness. They're a nice rosé color, and hopefully people react well as we get bigger. You know, it's going to take us some time, but hopefully they'll react well as we get more and more production with that.
Licati says it's something he's been developing for about 10 years after finding a few reddish onions mixed in with the yellow sweets.
I see one here, one there, and we'd always just throw them out as cold. So I started kind of breeding those because it's all hand selection. All of our stuff's open pollinated. And finally, you know, this year I've gotten to the point we were able to put in, it's not much, it's probably only, it might be close to 10%. We got to close to 7 acres of our Walla Wallas. We raised some rosé sweets, play off the wine game.
Licati says the only thing that's changed is the color.
So these are really good to eat raw. They're great in salads. They have a nice color to them. You know, what I don't want to do is sacrifice my sweet onion flavor for a color.
Tune in tomorrow for more on this latest addition to the sweet onion family.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.